Well, folks, it's great to have Dr. Kirk Elliott with us once again. AmWeKnow.com/gold is below this video for those that want to reach out to Dr. Kirk Elliott and his team. You can have the same conversation that I'm having now and ask loads of questions. They have been very busy with all of the things going on, especially with silver skyrocketing and probably going to continue to grow. It's just no telling how far that's going to grow. So again, AmWeKnow.com/gold. Below this video, we wanted to kick this off by just celebrating some of the things we shared in the past here about states taking over in a lot of ways. Louisiana just required schools to post the Ten Commandments. That's huge. And Alabama is banning lab-grown meat. And so we've got states kind of stepping in now in a biblical fashion, really taking over. It's been exciting to see. And not so exciting, though, was like Butker. You probably heard about his football player giving speeches supporting marriage and family values. And the NFL attacks him. He had a mayor attack him and more. And so they even have country music stars going on stage, basically calling him names because he supports family. Have you seen that, Dr. Elliott?
I have, and it's just really sad. But you know what? They sure liked it when Kelsey was dating what's her face, Taylor Swift, right?
That's right.
Yeah, it's just sad, but you see that everywhere. And Jesus never told us that this life was going to be easy, right? In fact, he said, when you follow me, you know, your people are going to kind of be in opposition to you a lot of times, but he did say that it was going to be beneficial, right? Okay. So sometimes it's just when you stand for truth and you stand for true biblical love and freedom and compassion and speak the truth in love, you know, you're going to make the devil mad. People are going to oppose you, but you can never let that deviate you from doing the right thing and stop you.
That's right. And to see the state step in and, hey, you know what, Louisiana, way to go, right? Ten Commandments, put back in the school.
Love that.
Wanting it for a long time.
Yeah.
They're going to probably, some of the kids will be in shock if they don't know the Ten Commandments. They're going to say, man, I didn't know all of this stuff. Wow. You know, nobody ever told me this. As far as many of these children probably don't go into a church building anymore or get the Bible taught to them at home. And they're going to be like, where does that come from? Next thing you know, they're going to hear this title called the Bible. And so I'm sure a lot of Louisiana folks do go to church anyway and share the love of Christ with many. But man, just seeing some states making some big moves. And I wanted to show this on, especially with the states making moves. Signed into law, Alabama abolishes income taxes on gold and silver. Wow.
Well, LT, that's huge, right? But they're not the only one that's doing that. So this is what's really exciting. So what is the rationale and the basis of why they're doing that? They're going back to the Constitution, what the founding fathers said, gold and silver are the only real currency, right? Mm-hmm. The founding fathers didn't want a central bank. In fact, they warned against it because in their mind, and they're right, you know, absolute power corrupts absolutely, right? And when you have that much consolidation of power into one group that ultimately can withhold money from you from, well, back then just giving loans, right? But now in this new digital world that we're going into, the ability to cut you off from buying or selling. And we have to understand that the Federal Reserve is neither federal nor a reserve. It's seven cartel owning banking families basically that actually duped the American congressmen and women, or his men back then in 1913, into saying, hey, let's have a central bank. We'll do it. And you can sell us bonds so the government can make money and we'll buy them from you with money that we're printing out of thin air. And we're just going to charge you interest on it, but you're going to be able to make all the money that you need to run the country. So they said, right, fine, that sounds great. But who makes all that interest? The owners of the Federal Reserve with money that they didn't have to work for. That's the sick part about it, because they just print money out of thin air. It's not like they're using a scarce resource to buy something.
Right.
They've made money have no meaning. right? That's which right. is why the founding fathers said only gold and silver. So now you're seeing Alabama after going back to that. You're seeing Nebraska yep. go to this too. And Nebraska took it one step further, LT. And they said, actually, we're going to end state income tax in gold and silver. But we also are declaring that central bank digital currencies are not lawful money. So, wow. So that's interesting. So when CBDCs come into full fruition, there's going to be some states that don't allow that in their within their borders, like Nebraska. I think other ones are going to file suit. So you and I have talked about this when it talks about the mark of the beast, right? And it's like, God is never going to put something in his word where there's actually no choice, right? He wants us to have a choice. He wants us to choose him or reject him. He wants us to sin or not sin. He wants us to, you know, take the mark or not take the mark, right? There's a blessing and curse to every decision that we made because he didn't make robots, right? So he tells us about these things. He gives us warnings like he did, in Deuteronomy 28, where it talks about all, that was George Washington's favorite passage of scripture, by the way, where it talks about all the curses that could come to a country for violating the laws of God and all the blessings that come from following him.
Right.
Right. So every choice that we make is going to have a blessing or a curse pretty much. So this is where, yeah, don't take the mark of the beast, but there's going to be options. That's the whole thing. And that's the point. And these states that are now coming up and saying, we're not going to take the CBD stuff in our state. Sweet. That's amazing to me because it's now starting to kind of play itself out that what we've been talking about for a long time is actually manifesting itself in a pretty big way. And states are rising up to the authority that the Constitution gives them under a federalist system to do what they're supposed to do.
Mm. Yeah, we had this other one that you showed me. The U.S. representative introduces a bill to end federal taxation on gold and silver. And it's just now trying to, what on that side, I'm assuming that's taking over all states, correct? Am I reading that right?
Well, so Alabama and Nebraska, when you sell gold and silver, no state income tax.
Okay.
You still have to pay federal, right? So now what this one from Congressman Mooney from West Virginia is saying, hey, you sell gold or silver, there's no federal income tax either, right? So it's the same basis, though, gold and silver as a constitutional sound money approach to finance. And so, I mean, this to me is a huge, massive step in the right direction, LT, because we're starting to see the pullback of different groups and states and people seeing that, wow, this federal overreach that we're seeing, this global overreach from non-governmental organizations and institutions globally, like, you know, you've got the Fed, but you've got the Bank for International Settlements, the World Economic Forum, the International Monetary Fund.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody elected these people.
Yep. Yep.
But yet somehow somebody that just has a job is making the decision for everybody on the planet, especially the dude that's the president of the World Health Organization. I mean, that person has more power than most presidents because presidents gave up their authority to this organization under a global health emergency, which we're starting to see even now them giving this narrative of, oh, we got this nasty bird flu. It's this avian flu that's now transferring from chickens to cows to people. And boy, this has never happened before. Next thing, I bet we're going to have a vaccine. I bet they're going to start slaughtering animals. I bet that this disease is going to be the next big pandemic, right? And so we can see right through their actions. It's really, really ugly and disturbing how evil some of these people can be in destroying people's freedom and destroying their privacy and destroying their financial future.
Right.
For the sake of what? Control. Mm. That's what it's all about. It's about control.
That's right. Kind of reminds me of, you know, we were talking before the recording about several folks stepping down. One of them, Klaus Schwab from the WEF, World Economic Forum, kind of a shocker, right? And you mentioned because, you know, their plan, right, was to implement something so strong across the entire earth. And why would they step down?
Well, I mean, really, it's very interesting to me, but there's just something is coming, LT, and I can't put my finger on it exactly, but you look at what's happened over the last 2 weeks. So last 2 weeks, starting on May 7th, there was an assassination attempt against Saudi Crown Prince. The 13th, the Turkish President Erdogan holds an emergency meeting following a warning of a possible military coup. May 15th, assassination attempt on Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico. May 16th, a citizen was arrested for threatening to assassinate Serbian President Vucic. Mm. Then May 19th, Saudi Arabia's King Salman hospitalized for a second time in 4 weeks. Then again on the 19th, the helicopter crash of the Iranian president and their foreign minister, which they both died, right? So then you have people, I mean, erupting. And so here's the thing with that happening, like the helicopter crash, for example. Okay. When I look at a headline, the headline says, helicopter crashed with and the president of Iran is missing, right? So, but whenever I look at a headline, it's like, what happened prior to that to cause the headline? And what are the implications of the headline? What does that mean for the future, right? You look at all of that to come up with a story. So coming from the Iranian perspective, and these are, you know, reports coming out of Iran, what are they saying? It's like, this is Israel's fault. Because our president was in Azerbaijan meeting with Zionist leaders there, and he comes back and their plane and their helicopter crashes, it's got to be Israel's fault, right? Mm. How do I know that? Because they said the word Zionist in there, and that's the political Jewish establishment, right? So then it take one step further, and they're basically blaming America because Biden put economic sanctions on Iran a long time ago. And they can't get parts and replacement parts for their airplanes and helicopters and things like that. So they're now, their militant groups and terrorist organizations in Iran are hearing these sound bites saying, what? Our president has to fly in a helicopter that's not safe because of the sanctions on America. It's America's fault that that helicopter crashed. So now you kind of play this out and think, okay, you've got these militant groups, these terrorist organizations. And because we've had an open border forever in our southern border, who knows how many sleeper cells we have in America that are going to hear this messaging. And it's like the implications of such a small thing could be global in its impact. And I was thinking, how did World War One start? World War One start because Archduke Ferdinand was assassinated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so we're looking at similar things when tensions are running high. So then those are the political things that are just kind of weird. But then you go to economic and policy makers. Jamie Dimon, head of JP Morgan Chase, announced he's resigning. Speculation that Jerome Powell is resigning. Now, that one hasn't been confirmed, but there's speculation.
Right. Right.
Klaus Schwab is stepping down as president of the World Economic Forum. The CEO of HSBC is stepping down, and the president of the FDIC is resigning. It's like, what? All in like a few days? And and you look at some of these people, especially Jamie Dimon and Klaus Schwab, and I look at them and I think, they are really behind this globalist movement, central bank digital currency and programmable money. And we're really close to that globally. LT, you and I talk about this all the time, that is coming. So why would they jump ship right before they see their dream fulfilled? It doesn't make any sense. So I'm trying to think, right? And it's like, okay, either they're rats heading for the hills because they know that you know, Trump is going to be elected and they're getting scared, or they know that something so big is coming. Their dream that they want, they know that it's going to create mayhem and it's going to create unrest. And they don't want to be blamed for it, even though it was their child, right? So,
right.
So they just don't want to take the blame for it. It's like, okay, we made this happen, pat ourselves on the back, but we're getting out of Dodge. We don't want to have interviews about it. We don't want to, you know. So, but something is up, LT. Something is really weird. And then earlier this week, on Wednesday, the news came out that in Ohio, the Secretary of State of Ohio is taking Biden off the ballot. It's like, ooh. I mean, this is just insane. It's like, okay, what's the rationale behind that? Right? Huh. In a big swing state, taking Biden off. So you start to think about the moves that they're making. It's like, okay, either A, they're going to replace him with somebody else, right? Or B, the left and the right operate differently philosophically to this kind of stuff. Like when, you know, Trump taking off ballots and things of that nature, what did the right do? Well, they just, you know, get mad, but they're not rioting, protesting, burning things down, looting things. So if Biden gets taken off in Ohio, you're going to have that kind of an outcry. You just always do, right? So unrest, fallout, discord, social decay and erosion, and all before the election. Maybe you could suspend the election because of all the chaos and nonsense if more than one state decide to do that. We don't know what we don't know. But what I do know is that within a 1 week span, political leaders are somehow dying. You also have Netanyahu that has the International Criminal Court actually putting a warrant out for his arrest.
Oh, that's right.
Three Hamas leaders, right? All that happened last week. It's like, what is going on, LT? To me, these are all physical manifestations of a spiritual battle that's taking place, but it's something's coming down. I can just feel it.
Yeah. Yeah, this is interesting. I mean, on this channel, sometimes we get in speculation on some of the conspiracies that would come out too. A lot of folks feel like there's some strange things happening because maybe these world leaders are finally meeting their match and they'll be taken down, and we're going to finally see a takeover of all of these places where everything gets restored little by little. But of course, that's all speculation on many ends. Benny Johnson's the one that shared here. Ohio Secretary of State Joe Biden will not appear on the ballot in November unless the Democrat Party acts and provides a legally acceptable remedy. That's very interesting. It's the first time hearing about this.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're going to hear a lot more about this. And I wonder if other states are now going to do the same thing in retaliation for all the rhetoric of, oh, Trump can't be on the ballot in Colorado or New Hampshire or whatever other states, you know. And so this is going to be the weirdest of all election years ever, LT. And what we know is this is going to strike fear into the hearts and minds of people. And I don't want people to hear this news and be afraid. It's right. When you operate in fear, the markets start to act squirrely because people stop investing. And so I would venture to guess that stocks, bonds, mutual funds start to come down, but those exact fundamentals cause actually gold and silver to go up.
Right.
And so, like 2 weeks ago, we talked about China basically telling all of its citizens to start to buy silver, you know, instead of gold. And it doesn't take very much of that population to do just buy just 1 ounce and you run out of silver, because there's only 800 million ounces mined in a whole year. China has 1.4 billion people. Even if their citizens bought just 1 ounce, you eliminate plus the total global supply of silver. So right. I'm seeing supply and demand discrepancies. And what we're seeing is the price action is going off the charts, right? Two and a half months ago, silver was $22.50 an ounce. Today it's 31, right? It's up 40% in 2.5 months. This is incredible. And I don't see any fundamental reason why that's going to slow down. Of course, you're going to have pullbacks here and there. You always do. Nothing ever goes straight up or straight down. But this trend that's being established, I think, is a function of supply and demand. And it's a function of fundamental forces driving the economy into a tailspin.
Mm. Yeah, because we did see silver. I mean, my son sent me a note the other day. Hey, Dad, you see silver is shooting up like crazy. And I said, yeah. And he said, man, I should have jumped in When you were talking to me about it months ago, and I'm like, yeah, I mean, Dr. Kirk Elliott's been warning us, telling us it's going to be going up, and he's been holding strong on that. And man, I think it shot over $30, right? And so there's a prediction that it's going to go even higher, right?
Well, more than that. So earlier in the week, it got up to $32.50. And then by Wednesday, it corrected off a little bit, and it was like at 31. But see, 30 was the technical support level. It was the resistance point. It blew past it. Like within a matter of days, got up to 32.50. And because it stayed above 30, you know, even if you dip down, well, it's not going to stay there for very long. 30 is the new floor, right? So then you just keep propelling upward. And that's where I see us moving with all of the chaos and madness that we've already talked about. And I think what we didn't even talk about is last weekend on Sunday, Russia decided they're going to, in retaliation to Biden freezing their assets after Russia invaded Ukraine. And then in a court, a Russian court, they basically filed against JP Morgan and said, hey, the 400 and something million dollars that you're holding hostage, you got to give it back.
Right.
And then Germany decided that they're going to actually freeze some assets. So in a Russian court again, they basically said, you Deutsche Bank, you have to pay Russia your money, and Commerce Bank, you have to pay Russia the money. And then Putin on Wednesday shut down American Express Bank in Russia. They're dismantling all Western influence. Ooh. And it looks like, here's my guess, and I'm not a prophet, I'm speculating, when the BRICS nations meet in October, they're going to basically eliminate use of the dollar altogether. Ooh. And this is why they're getting rid of these Western banks like Commerce Bank, like Deutsche Bank, like JP Morgan, like American Express in Russia. They're getting rid of all Western influence, and they're going to be an island unto themselves. And I think this is how they de-dollarize the world. I think they're playing it out right underneath our nose.
Yeah, it almost reminds me, I mean, a lot of times when we talk about the past and all the wars that started, it seemed like all the countries that would get rid of the Rockefellers and their control and the central banks of and all the money in those countries, they'd get really ticked off, and that's how these wars would start. They would start them based off of their anger. And so it seems like that's what happened in Russia. He kicked out the central bank system, and boy, all of a sudden, everything, mainstream media piles on them. Everybody starts going after, we need a war, we need this. It makes you wonder who's really controlling who. And so that's speculation that we get into here all the time. And it just makes me really wonder what these guys are up to. And if that happens, and it's right before the election with President Trump stepping in November, how is President Trump going to deal with that? He's probably got something in place, I'm sure, because he traveled throughout the whole earth after he won the election. And everybody kept wondering, why is he doing that? Because President Trump was invited to do things that no other president was allowed to do. Saudi Arabia had the sword dance, right, of a world leader. He went to China, and he was in the Forbidden City. Nobody's allowed there. He crossed over the DMZ from South to North Korea. Never seen anything like that before. And it just seemed like maybe something was put into place those many years ago. And it's all playing out like a movie in front of us every single day.
Yeah.
And the hope is that we're going to get everything backed, silver and gold, back to the way it's supposed to be. And I think that's all being set up. And I think that's why it's important that folks have been listening to you for more than a year. And they're still trying to make that decision whether to move from fiat currency to silver and gold. And it's just important to reach out to you guys and have this conversation that we're just doing in a few minutes that they can have with you, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you just reach out, go to andweknow.com/gold, or simply call us 720-605-3900 and say LT sent you. But here's what the process looks like after that. We'll ask you questions like, what are you concerned about? What is it that LT and Kirk talked about that caused you pause and wanted to reach out? Because we want to hear your fears, hear your concerns, hear your dreams and your goals. And then we'll schedule an appointment with one of my amazing consultants. I mean, they're literally amazing. They'll bend over backwards to help anybody. Yep. Map out a strategy for success to take advantage of these awful trends rather than those trends taking advantage of us. And we do that using precious metals to get out of the paper-based system, to get out of this digital beast system that's bearing down us. I mean, this is coming quick. Just earlier in the week, Australia passed digital IDs completely. Yeah. Nothing else in that country anymore. And I saw this meme right after they did that. And it said, this is what a future prison is going to look like. And it was a satellite image from space of Australia. I was like, okay, that's your new prison. Yeah. It's Australia and with digital ID. But then 2 days after that, LT, one of the largest banks in Australia said by the end of 2024, they're shutting down all branches because there is no more money. There's no need for banks. Everything is digital. Oh, my word. We look at how quickly things can change, right? In an instant, in a 1 minute video of the Australian, you know, legislative body saying, we're getting rid of cash. It's all digital at this point. And any opposition? Nope. All right. Signed, sealed, delivered. It's done. It's like, what? The Australians' lives just changed forever in 1 minute. Things can happen pretty quick, LT, and this is why we need to be prepared.
Yeah, I just saw this here, Sydney, Australia. Another conspiracy theory bites the dust. Car-free 30-minute cities are on the way. Before we know it, we'll own nothing in Australia, be cashless in CBDC, and be living in a cage. A virtual prison awaits. Wow.
I mean,
Australia hurting for you.
So I'm doing some research on these 15-minute cities. I think next week we should talk about this because, I mean, it is wild what's coming and what a 15-minute city is all about and what the rules and regulations are going to be when they're in there and what they're going to do with even things like meat consumption and how close we are. LT, we've already got a 15-minute city in Arizona that's already done. Already done. And so I've got videos that I'm doing research on. I really want to dig into that next week if we can.
Okay.
Because that's just part of it. The other part of it is 15-minute cities don't work without the investigatory arm to see who is actually violating the rules. How do you tell if somebody's violating the rules of the 15-minute city by what they're spending their money on? This is where CBDCs come into play. So you've got this 15-minute city and basically the new social structure. The enforcement arm is you can't access your money, and the investigatory arm is the CBDCs. It's like, oh my word, LT.
Oh,
I mean, and there's other cities. New York, I've got videos from the mayor of New York talking about it. This is crazy, and this is not the Hunger Games. This is not a dystopian future movie. This is here right now.
So important, folks, to reach out to Dr. Kirk Elliott, amweknow.com/gold. Reach out to him and definitely ask the right questions and figure out how you're going to get into precious metals because, man, some strange things are moving our way. We definitely want to make sure we're tuned in there. So thank you so much. We look forward to our next week's update. Definitely want to dive into this 15-minute city talk for sure. Thank you so much once again.
You bet.